This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. That is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
And I am back again. Thank you. Welcome to the show. It's Toward Anarchy right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I am your host, Michael Storm. It amazes me. Almost 25 years of doing this sort of thing, and I still get that little tingle in the stomach just before the microphone goes on and get that shot of adrenaline that goes right through the body. It's great to be able to come here and talk to you. I can feel it through my entire being, and we're starting to pull the show together slowly but surely. I built a web page this week. Well, a shell of one anyway. I put it together. And you can follow along. Just go to towardanarchy.com. You'll see that this is consistent. Anybody who's listened to the show before and followed along when I was on the network years ago, I did something similar like this and always have. Just to provide some links, it shows you right there. You can click on there and find the way to listen. Obviously, if you're not listening right now, you're not hearing that, and you know, it would be pointless to point it out. But it is right there. When you share it with your friends, they know that they can go to towardanarchy.com and get to all of the things that are relevant to the show. The Facebook page, the chat page that some fans of the network set up, and hopefully they'll become fans of the show as well. That was really awesome. So we have a chat room that we can hang out in and exchange other words than just listening to me sit here and talk at you. And right there it gives you, you see, if you're following along, that's what you'll be able to do. Sunday, May 26th, that's today on Toward Anarchy. Plans to talk about Bitcoin and the difference between money and currency. Is it something other than either of those things? A huge question that continues to pop up in the circles that I run in. All this past week, I just kept seeing it. Every time I turn around, somebody has something to say about Bitcoin, and there are emotional reactions on both sides of it that belie the reality of what Bitcoin is, and so I'm going to clarify that as the show goes along. I did have my buddy Danny Panzella plan to come on the show, but just before the show started, it was going to be a problem for him. He had a conflict that popped up at last minute. He could do it, but it wouldn't have been easy. It wouldn't have been comfortable, and I'm not about trying to force the guy into that. I want him to come on to the show and talk about his new project, Sovereign in the City. He lives in New York City, and, I mean, if there's any place that's crowded and any place that it's hard to be your individual and be yourself, it would be New York City. And Danny has some thoughts and some ideas as an activist and an anarchist and somebody who's been on the street and somebody who's practicing these things daily in his life, like myself, who wants to share them with other people. His method is through that website, sovereigninthecity.com is what it is. But we'll have him on the show in a couple of weeks. I have, if you're following along, towardanarchy.com, you'll see that right there. Andrea Wood, she's coming on next week. She is going to come in here and talk about what is going on in California, specifically. That's her neck of the woods where she's running around. But what they're doing there in California is they're advocating for families, and they're exposing corrupt judges and corrupt people within the system that are funneling children into slave markets and sex markets and things like that. So we'll talk to Andrea next week, and then we'll have Danny on in a a couple of weeks. We'll get him on here. I've been talking to so many people. I got so much great stuff planned for you. Next week, we'll meet the gun nut. We'll introduce him to you. He's going to come on the show regularly and talk about just what's important about the Second Amendment, what, you know, sort of legislation and things like that are coming down. And we'll talk about, you know, the fact that he thinks that you should own a machine gun. And, well, I do, too. I wish I owned any guns at all, but I live in Kansas, and there was this tornado, and, you know, poof, gone. They're not here anymore. And so if you can, I don't know why you wouldn't be able to. Everybody's connected these days, right? Everybody can pull up a device, a phone. I've got 50 of them seemingly right in front of me, and that's almost not an exaggeration. Should be able to pull up the website. I even made sure that it would fit nicely on your phone if you want to browse it from your phone or a smaller tablet or something like that. TowardAnarchy.com. It should shrink right up to fit on your phone or even on your widescreen sort of 32-inch or 40-inch high-definition television that you get. It'll fill the whole thing up either way you do it. And there's a couple of articles that I shared up there. And these are articles that I wrote here recently for this new website, hvy.com. And the guys behind it are into they have a couple other successful ventures on the internet and in publishing sort of original news content. And that's what HVY is. And I just jumped on there in the last sort of 30, 45 days, something like that. Just long enough to get a couple of pieces in there and wet my whistle on the idea. I like to write and talk about these things, but I tend to be as wordy as I am here on a piece of paper, and that doesn't necessarily work. So it takes me a long time to write to sort of narrow it down and get to the really poignant points and the important parts of all the information that I'm trying to get across. And I write sort of 2,000 word, 8 minute long diatribes. If you look at the first one, there's abolish policing and the practice of creating criminals. And that's something that we'll end up talking about a lot on the show, because that's one of the things that I advocate for is ending policing. And you might think I'm supposed to add the word profit to the end of that, and that's not the case, because all policing is for profit. That's my contention, and it's actually a fact. I mean, the state benefits from every single policing action that it does. Otherwise, it wouldn't do them. The state doesn't do anything that it doesn't benefit from. But if you want to read those articles and check that out, underneath that, that's a little bit more of a diatribe. In each of these things that are up there, these articles that I've shared, the second one, vaccination laws and our technocratic medical tyranny, each of these, the reason I'm sharing them is one, I want some hits and some links on this HVY. If you go to the front page of it, you'll see that it's about journalists. It's about the people and the content. And so the way I'll be successful and the way the message gets across is if I share it. And so I need people to go and visit and read those stories. And if you like what you read, share them and subscribe as well. Down at the bottom of the page, if you actually click on one of the stories and go to it, now at the bottom of the page it'll show you the author information, or depending on what browser you're browsing in, it might even actually pop up at the bottom my information, and it'll tell you one of the things right there in my bio is that I am an advocate for the complete abolition of this is the quote, of the modern paradigm of profit-driven policing to be replaced by a strict complaint response system of voluntary and paid citizen responders. If you read the article there, it explains exactly what I mean. It's not supposed to be scary. You know, the name of the show is Toward Anarchy, and I know that word scares some people. And I'm going to have to do this because of the fact that I chose this name. I'm going to have to do this pretty much every time I turn on the microphone. I have to say, don't freak out at the word anarchy. I'm not here talking about overthrowing the government. I'm not talking about flipping over police cars and lighting police stations on fire as much as I might like to see that happen sometimes. No, I'm absolutely, I do not advocate picking up arms against the government until you have to. And I don't think that you have to. Maybe you do. Maybe you're going to be making that decision alone. I don't think the rest of America or even that small percentage of it that makes change on that kind of level is ready to come along with you. I don't know that it ever will be. But don't be afraid of the word anarchy at all, because I'm not talking about damaging people's private property. If you got a problem with private property, you got a problem with me, and I suggest you let that marinate a minute. My fans of Letterkenny will understand that joke. It's Letterkenny is a show that's I just found on Hulu. It's one of these online shows, but it's lived, it's proven its worth. It's been it's good, I don't know, 5 or 6 seasons, something like that. And just funny, hilarious sort of Canadian hicks is what they are, and then they run up against, you know, the sort of the jocks. Of course, jocks there are hockey players, and you got your druggies and your burnouts, and it's just a really funny show. If you get a chance to check it out, it's Letterkenny, all one word, Letterkenny. Very funny, very funny show. I watch a lot of TV or programming, if you will, but I do watch a lot of funny stuff, and that is funny stuff, and it's so amazingly shot. I can't believe it. As a photography guy, as a filmographer guy myself, I really appreciated the techniques that they were using to shoot. I haven't looked it up. I don't like to look up this kind of information. I don't like to find out anything about shows or anything like this. I haven't looked it up, but I think it's a single camera shot. They only use one camera to shoot the whole thing. I could be wrong, but some of it definitely feels that way. And if you like a good laugh, if you're like me and you find that the world is sort of depressing and hard enough as it is, that when you want to be entertained, you tend to want to, you're not looking for drama. I don't do drama, very limited, you know, like I'll do Gotham, Batman, because it's Batman. But I want the laughs. And so Letterkenny's a great way to get some laughs. Share all this information, towardanarchy.com. Share with your friends online, the show, and show that you like the show as we go along. I know that we'll narrow it down and we'll start getting more guests and everything, and I'm going to have regular features like the Gun Nut. He's going to come in and talk on a regular basis about things. We'll have these sort of conversations about what's important on a regular basis. We'll do it over and over again if we have to, and until we run out of time or breath or both, or subjects to talk about. Maybe that's where we'll get lucky, and we won't have the concept or the conversation of the Second Amendment anymore, because it won't be in question anymore. There won't be this useless conversation back and forth about the individual right to self-defense that's codified within the Second Amendment. And we have to get past this idea that just because it's on this piece of paper somewhere, we have to follow this sort of restricted version or narrowed classification of ideas. And even if we do, let's be honest about what those documents and what those words mean within those documents. The Bill of Rights, it just, since we're on it, and I'm going to go down this road, and we're going to be talking about guns over and over again, is a very specific document that's very misunderstood. It's separate from the Constitution, and there's a reason for it. Of course, the base reason for it is the conversation that's had about, should we put these ideas down on a piece of paper that separate out what the state can and can't do, and particularly the federal state. But just the idea of the documents themselves having two completely separate purposes. They're not the same thing. Okay, the Constitution is a document that is basically rules for the operation of government. People claim that it's some sort of agreement between the people and the people who would run the people, the government. Except that it's not. It's a mandate. It's a mandate by the people to government that this is how it runs. It's not. It's a single party document. It's not a contract. That's the word that people always use. Was it Bush that used that word? And many people before and since, I imagine, have used it. And that means that they don't understand the basics of a contract. There's no contractual agreement in the Constitution. The Constitution is a single-party document. It's the people saying this is how government will be run. There is no other party to the document. Even though there's all those signatures, those different parties, they represent one party, and that's the people setting up the rules for the operation of government. Now, the Bill of Rights, that's a separate document with completely different language and a completely different aim. Its aim is to set out natural rights in the face of government, something that all people have, not citizens. And this was the point that I was getting at about the Second Amendment, because I get tired of this. Okay, if you want to argue about the voting thing, let's argue about the voting thing. And I'm going to let you win, because you're going to say only citizens have the right to vote. And I'm going to agree with you, because that's what it says. That's what our documents say. They came along and they created these amendments, and the amendment says citizens have the right to vote, and only citizens have the right to vote. But the Bill of Rights originally, that document itself is not. Oh, that's what I should have shared. I'm going to have to do that. I'll have to grab that. Okay, so the Bill of Rights is written in a particular language because it's meant for people. It's not meant for citizens. That would always be my argument. Of course, the founders of this nation knew what citizens were. Let's say citizenship goes back to no less than Rome. We know that it goes back further than that, but no less than Rome. So they knew what citizenship was. They know that citizenship is a construct of the state. So they didn't write the Bill of Rights for citizens. They're not rights for you have to be a citizen of the state to be able to have them. They are people's rights. That's why the word people is used right there in the language. So we got this Bill of Rights. It's very, very misunderstood. And we get these arguments all the time about whether or not people have the right to something. Well, absolutely, all people. That means foreigners have the right to own a gun, whether they are Americans or not. If they're on American soil, their right is protected legally by the Bill of Rights to own and carry a gun. And there shouldn't be. That's the argument of the gun nut, and we're going to have him on here next week. We'll have him introduce himself. We probably won't call him the gun nut, at least not all the time. I have to have a drink of my coffee. A little bit dry, a little bit running. What are you going to do? I got a lot to talk about. TowardAnarchy.com. You have to share it, and you have to go to the network website, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org, and you have to click on the donate button, and you have to specifically tell them that the reason you're donating is to keep the show on the air. the network obviously is done fine, but I want to make a statement. You know, if you're just tuning in, you don't know that I was here years ago, and for them to come back and ask me to fill in some time is a real treat, is a real pleasure. But I want to keep the time. I don't want to let it slip. This is a business. This is about bringing in some money. This is about supporting some people. I can give up a couple hours of my time, but the network can't. So we got to support the network to keep this show on there. And I ask you every week to share, for sure, and share the link towardanarchy.com, because it'll get you to everything. It'll take you to the listening page. It'll take you to the Facebook page. It'll take you to the chat page, which I haven't walked in there. I imagine you guys are in there. It's too distracting for me. I may pay attention a little bit to what you guys are saying in there, but it's so distracting for me to try to read what's going on in there. I have a couple of other articles. If you go there, towardanarchy.com, we scroll down. I talked about these couple, and we may come back to them, of ones that I wrote on HBY. But if you actually click where it says Sunday, May 26th on Toward Anarchy, I actually provide you with some more stuff. And this was my revelation, this image of the day down there. I actually have another image that I will put up during the show that I want you to see. And then we'll talk again after I do it. I'll have to start it in a break because I don't have the thing open right now. But it'll only take me a second during the break, hopefully, to be able to get it up there. And you'll be able to see it, and I'll talk about it. And we'll talk some more about that idea about what the Bill of Rights is. back here on Toward Anarchy on RBN.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
Tuning into the show, it's Toward Anarchy. I am your host, Michael Storm. I'll say hi to Annie. She's listening. Appreciate you tuning in. And all of my friends and all of the listeners all across the Republic Broadcasting Network, it's a treat to be here for you. TowardAnarchy.com. Right there on that first page, click on the date. It says Sunday, May 26th on Toward Anarchy. And you can follow along with what I'm talking about. And I did it. I managed to, even while doing other stuff, slip this image in there. So if you click on that date, it's going to take you to today's show. And scroll down a little bit and you'll see Toward Anarchy Pick of the Day. This is something that I've been doing for years. I just pick these pictures out of the social media and share them because everybody ends up doing it, apparently. I'm sure you've seen the thing on Facebook where it says, you know, no cheating, share your 10th picture on your phone or something like that. So I keep a lot of these, or I've recently started keeping them. I don't know why. It's funny. I started doing it just before the whole new opportunity here for the show came up, and so and all of a sudden it's like, well, I actually have a use for them. I won't just have them cluttering up my phone and me trying to remember exactly what picture it was I saved and why I saved it. Actually go through them and share them and use them up. You'll see there, towardanarchy.com. Click on today's date, Sunday, May 26th, on Toward Anarchy. Scroll down, and you will see the pick of the day, the 20 most dangerous U.S. occupations and percent male, 2015, it says that these statistics are for. I've seen different statistics in other places, but they're all relatively the same. And this is statistics about the most dangerous jobs for men in America. And it coincides with the article from the front page that I just mentioned, and we'll come back to it, which is the abolishing police and the practice of creating criminals. That particular article references, you know, this sort of information, this idea that police work is not that hard, and that, you know, they're the ones that are initiating these sort of violent, potentially violent conflicts to begin with. So it's not really strange that they should expect some violence in return. And police, you know, the idea that police say that there's a war being waged against them when the, you know, there's a sort of all time low for police deaths, you know, skipping past, what was it, last year? You know, the guys, a couple of people went on some sprees and took out a couple of cops in the last few years. But aside from those sort of few anomalies, you know, the deaths of police are way down over the last 40 years in my lifetime, way down, and deaths of people, the people that they're pulling over, are way up. And so that image there coincides with the information in that article. And I said, that's one of those things we're going to come back to. We're going to talk about that over and over again, because I don't want you to confuse my understanding of people, which we're going to get into, which is the image right underneath it, but people and their occupation and what they do. Look, I know that there are cops, police, who do good things. I know that there are cops, police, who are good people, but there are no good cops. There are no good police, because what they do is fundamentally wrong. It's in violation of everything that this nation was created for, the majority of what they spend their time doing. I'm not going to talk about the minutia of the phone call. If you look at my bio, and I noticed that you guys shared it in the chat room there, that's awesome. You can get to the chat room from towardanarchy.com. If you look at the bio in there, I'm against policing. I'm against the action. I'm against the what they do. You read that article. I'm against what they do. I'm not against people. People can change. People can do the right thing, but not when they're mired in a system that's broken and corrupt and constantly does the wrong thing. I know that there's sometimes police officers die saving lives. I know that there are police officers out there who work hard every single day to try to change their community. But the fact is, policing, the act of creating criminals by enforcing commercial codes written to produce revenue for the state, is a violation of everything that this nation stands for, everything that it was created for. If you're asking me, I'm telling you over and over again that the police are the standing army that the founders warned about. And Dr. Higgs said something funny the other day. He said, if they are the standing army, I prefer that they just stand. But unfortunately, that's not what we get. We'll talk about that, the image underneath that, towardanarchy.com. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
Been dazed and confused for so long, it's not true. Wanted a woman, never bargained for you. Lots of people talking, few of them know. Soul of a woman was created below.
Sort of freeing. It frees the mind. It frees the spirit. I certainly feel it inside me, and I hope that you can feel it coming through the speakers of whatever device you're listening to. I don't even have a job. You know what my job is? I did this weekend, and this is what I'll be doing all this week. I get this, you hear the rattling. It's a bag, and this particular bag is full of
like this is a beautiful example. Straight arm, snake eyes. You know what that is? Any of my my G.I. Joe fans out there? Vintage 1980s straight arm snake eyes, and I got a bag full of all the original 3 3/4 inch figures. The only thing was is that if you know your G.I. Joe figures, they in the middle they broke, they're held together with a rubber band, so the waist could twist around completely, and you get those super poses with them. Those rubber bands deteriorated over the years, but it just so happens that I'm a toy guy. I actually have a business, if you'll call it that. It's more of a hobby. It's called I Rescue Toys, and that's what I do. I buy and sell toys, and I fix them in some cases. I try to buy like this. You wouldn't believe this bag. It's a Walmart bag, and it is full. There must be 60 or so figures in there, almost every single one of them. The rubber is gone on, but I have the actual real replacement rubber for them. The figures are otherwise in perfect condition. If you know your Joes, the crotch is broke, the thumb's broke. These things are beautiful. I can't believe it. It's gold in a bag. It's money in a bag. If you go to towardanarchy.com, you can follow along with the show. And if you see right there under the link to Sunday, May 26th on Toward Anarchy, it says, a Bitcoin, what is money, currency, something else? What is it? It's about this. I'll talk about it in the next hour. If you're one of those people that's been wondering about Bitcoin, you want to know whether to invest in it or not, I'll tell you whether to invest in it or not, in a smart way, and not suggesting in any way that I have any sense of the value or where it might go or anything like that. I'm not giving you any sort of professional advice. I'll tell you from a personal viewpoint of what it is, but this bag is a clue to what Bitcoin is. We'll talk about it. It's funny. I wasn't even thinking of presenting it that way, but I knew that I had to come back and mention that I didn't want to skip over the fact that I said we talk about Bitcoin, because it's something that people have been talking about a lot, and they misunderstand it because people confound money. That's the reality of it, and I'll explain the difference of them. And I want you to go toward anarchy.com, and I want you to scroll down to the bottom of the page, and I want you to read that Bill of Rights and take a look at it while we're looking at it, because that's not the Bill of Rights. This is the sort of garbage that is being presented as being our rights from the controlled government side of things, producing this nonsense here that says citizens instead of people, which changes entirely the meaning and the heart and the soul of that founding document. The Bill of Rights is people's rights. It's not citizens' rights. And we'll talk some more about that, but we actually had a phone call, and this goes right along with the same thing. This is Chris. He's in the Vegas area out there in the desert, and he wanted to talk about something that we're going to have to talk about all the time, like I said, and that's the anarchy, the word, and people that confound words and confuse words, and a lot of times it's done purposely. Welcome to the show, Chris. Thanks, man.
Why, thank you so very, very much, Michael. Enjoying your conversation, and the topic is specifically attuned to my interest. I'm kind of a word guy myself, and you mentioned one just a few minutes before the break, and that great bumper music from Led Zeppelin you played. You mentioned the word revenue and those revenue pro-generators that pose as public servants and their privateering commercial vehicles that they cruise the roadways with. It's a really, really interesting. That word term revenue is actually revenue. They change the venue from your pocket to their pocket.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, and that's kind of in keeping with your word anarchy topical show, I think. And there's others that abound for those.
You're absolutely right. This is something that we're going to do over and over and over again because it's important. When we're talking about what we want to accomplish as a society, as individuals, as a democracy, as a republic, as any of these words, it helps to know what the words mean, especially in the face of the government, because what those words mean to you and I mean completely different things in, for instance, a legal setting in one of their courts.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I'm pretty deep steeped in those courts and the law and legal Indem ut vulgus, since the Indem ut docti. And basically it says that we speak as the common people with common words, we have specific definitions that we apply to them, which is what word twisters or attorneys do.
Absolutely. It's funny, the other day I was chatting on the usual places, I assume it was Facebook, but chat with somebody, and they tried to say that words weren't important. And I get this all the time, and I say, and it was within a legal context, and I'm, what are you talking about? That's the job of a lawyer. They're arguing words and word meanings in the context of the laws and all this myriad of, you know, the precedent and stare decisis and all these things that have been set before them, and trying to argue their way through this maze, and they're doing it with a particular language, and if you don't know the language, you get screwed by the system.
Oh, you are absolutely right on the money with that. In fact, my contention, rather than word anarchy, is actually word war by art words, or terms of art that they use to weaponize, and they reverse their words or your words against you and use them as weapons to destroy you by your own mouth.
Absolutely. No question about it. And people, it's never been easier than it is right now. It's really scary. It's really sad. It's really interesting. It's really amazing. All of it together with the internet, the fact that you have every single bit of information that's ever been available to mankind, it's right there at your fingertips within reason. It's all right there, and along with it is all of the confusing BS that gets thrown on top of it. And then you stack on top of that what happens in the social media, the trolls, the people who think they're out there having a little bit of fun and poking. And so you have to try to weed your way through this maze of what's good and bad information. And it's why you find me sitting here talking about words like what you're talking about. I think that they purposely, it's what you said, they weaponize it. They purposely have taken words like, here's one that I'll give you, country and state, okay? Country and state are the same thing. They try to get you to believe that America is a one country. No, it's not. It's a nation of 50 countries or states, as they're called, that all have their own sovereign individual governments and people. But it's purposely used, I believe, maybe I'm wrong, but it sure seems like it's to their benefit that it is that way.
Well, I don't dispute that you're accurate in the founders' terms. That's what they had contemplated, although it seems to me they have likely perverted it into a unified or a one world government here in America under the corporate model, the monopolistic corporate model, by the corporation, because it's easier to manage people under a corporate model than it is individual nation states and the people being sovereigns of the states making the laws and running their own governments and self-governing. In fact, Voltaire...
go ahead.
Well, Voltaire said something pretty salient at this point, and he was a long time ago, even before the founding of this country. He said, before we speak, let us define our terms. Mm. And if we don't define our terms, we let others twist them into weapons to destroy us with and turn our words against us.
Yeah, and now with most people participating in the short form that I've talked about, the social media, that short form conversation, the importance of a short message with concise wording that people understand has never been more important. We are at that Orwellian point. We're well into it. That Orwellian point where the language is, it's fading, it's falling away, and people are becoming dumber. They're not able to understand the words, and they don't want to because their attention span is shortening and shortening and shortening. And as that happens, they're being gaslighted. They're being told that they're dumb, they're stupid, that they need government to control them. And it's this self-fulfilling prophecy. They continue to be dumber as government continues to grow and continues to control more of what they understand, and purposely so for their benefit, without question.
Well, and that's not an accidental or a natural consequence. It's a very devious plot. In fact, Charlotte Isherbeat, the former head of one of Reagan's cabinets, it might have been education, wrote a book called Dumbing Down of America.
Yes,
and yes. Well, I, I observed it in transition. I graduated in 1969, so I'm dating myself somewhat. But I was there during the change and the mixing of all the people in the classes, the breakdown of the so-called racial barriers, at least to some degree, when we had immigration and saturation with other classes being forced together that didn't naturally occur necessarily. Not that it was exclusive, because we've really always had a multicultural continent here in America. In fact, most continents are all multicultural. Many times we don't even know what the cultures are because they've been so diluted and polluted that we have no concept of where they really come from, and maybe the people don't even know themselves.
No, absolutely. And what's happened is that I think education, the entire idea behind it, has changed in that time. It's gone from being communities, people within a community attempting to educate the people within the community, to being yet another government-controlled cluster of just a mess of people. Really, it's not like the police. It's completely different. And I've said this before, I don't want to sound like an apologist for the public school system, but what you have in this case is a separation of ideas of people who are purposely being paid to manipulate, and people who are being paid because they want to contribute and create something great for the community, and they're caught in between the government rock and the socialist hard place. And it's a nasty, nasty place to be. I found myself in fairly recently, so I've gained a little bit of a new perspective on it. And so it's one of these things that I like to come back to, because I don't like just sort of lumping everything into a single category and just saying that it's worthless. Because the fact that our government is where it is today doesn't mean that it didn't come from a place that was good to begin with, that there wasn't ideas, that there weren't. We don't have to throw the baby out with the bathwater. We need to redefine that things belong to the people. We need to let the government know that we, the people, our language belongs to us, our culture belongs to us, all of us individually, and that ultimately we need to just be left alone by these meddlers and these manipulators. Because I get a picture in history that shows that every time they meddle, it creates this ripple effect of more meddling is required, and more meddling is requested, so more meddling is done, and it's just this vicious cycle and this ratcheting up effect.
Well, we could probably address several different things you just discussed. In fact, governmentum, the essence of the word term, is actually govern means to control, regulate, or guide, if you will, facilitate. And, of course, mentum is mind, so it's really mind control. In fact, there are multiple Supreme Court decisions that tell you that government is a mere theory in the minds of men, an idea or a concept. And it really is a fictitious entity, and it's a collective illusion of will by special controllers that want to twist it to their predatory advantage, as you observed. In fact, these so-called education systems have been becoming more accurately indoctrination propaganda programming centers, and effectively the people are being gaslighted, they're being dumbed down, as you observed, and they're being taught to be good, productive slaves to be managed by the controllers who have put these people in there to take control of these schools and to turn them into retraining job training centers and to basically dumb the people down so they aren't aware of their being controlled, and that way they're compliant slaves in the panopticon.
Yeah, and again, it's all just part and parcel of the same conversation. That's why it's all going to come back to this. You call them whatever you want, call them the lizard people or the New World Order or whatever. Whoever it is, whatever it is, it's people that have been around doing this thing for a long, long time. They've got a much greater head start on things, and they've ingratiated themselves to the people, and they've ingrained themselves into the system and changed everything to point towards them. It's weird, because You talk about the awakening. I have my intro at the show that is from the movie They Live, which most people will understand is an allegorical representation of the 80s Republican grasp of the nation that it grabbed a hold of in the 80s and how it represented in itself in the ultimately what we're experiencing now and still experience and have been for a long, long time, even before the 80s. But that's the corporate control, but it became so much more obvious in the 80s because I assume I have to go with the access to information, the access to technology is what has exposed most of these things over the years. And you experience that awakening. You really feel like you're coming out of a haze and you can feel it through your whole body at times, especially like if years down the road and you try to remember like you are right now, and you just say you feel it tingle and you remember what it was like to be ignorant of it all, to be absent of it all. Chris, thank you so much for joining me, man. We're going to talk to you many
Michael,
times,
brother.
Man. You
be
take
blessed.
Care. Bye. Bye-bye. We'll be back right here on Toward Anarchy on RBN.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
I see a red door and I want it into black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black.
I see the girls walk by dressed in black. happiness on the float. I have to turn my head until my darkness goes.
There are two types of people I've come to find. There are two types of people on this planet. They're fans of the Rolling Stones and they're fans of the Beatles. And by that, I mean there are people who take their music and their information seriously. And then there are people who listen to bubblegum pop. And right here toward Anarchy, we try to take it seriously, but we have a little bit of fun, too. You're going to have me and that conversation with me a million times. I love talking to somebody like Chris because we don't have to agree on every single point about history or the world or culture or any of these things, because what we're going to agree on in the end is the definitions of the words. We're going to honestly evaluate the language that is used and the people that are using that language and take that information, and that's what we're going to base our approach to the world, our answer to the great questions. TowardAnarchy.com. You follow along with the show. You'll be able to do this every week. The site will get a little bit better. I have to build me a logo. I know what I want, and I with all the other stuff that I've been doing, I haven't jumped into it. I've got an idea in my mind with some fast letters and using the logo, the original logo idea as it was presented. I think I mentioned this in the first show last week. Just right at the beginning of the show, the term Toward Anarchy comes from the beginnings of the Libertarian Party. It's another one of these important words. When I speak about libertarians, most of the time I'm going to be speaking of libertarians in the little L sense. I'm a libertarian in the little L sense that I believe in those libertarian ideas. In general, you would have to be very specific if you wanted to nail me down on something. But I'm not a capitalist. Well, I guess technically I am. I mean, the last time I registered as... No, that's not true. Last time I registered was as a Republican. It was back in 2012 because I wanted to be a delegate for the Ron Paul campaign. I actually had some fun doing that. But we're going to have to talk about voting. There's some... It's another one of those traps, man. Woo. Go to towardanarchy.com, and you'll be able to follow along with the show. At the second hour, I'm going to talk about Bitcoin. But I wanted to, if you click on Sunday, May 26th on Toward Anarchy, God, I love conversations like that. You'll see today's information. Bitcoin, what is it? Currency, something else. Try to clear up that particular issue because it's been nagging. And there was a cool link that I found. Right there, just click on it and it'll pull up bitcoinmagazine.com, and it talks about the first purchase that was ever made with Bitcoin, and it's an interesting story. The whole idea is kind of neat, but the story itself is very telling about what Bitcoin is and what it means in terms of money and currency and its tradability and stuff like that. So we'll talk about that up at the beginning of the second hour. It says Danny Panzello is going to be on the show, but between the two of us, we decided we're going to put it off a couple of weeks. Danny's a good friend of mine, and he's going to come in and talk about being sovereign in the city, and we'll talk about these other things. Look at that picture of the Bill of Rights down there. That's not the Bill of Rights. TowardAnarchy.com. Click on Sunday, May 26th. We'll be right back here on Toward Anarchy.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now,
and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.